I want to be able to get, okay, so push that to one down.
Arigato.
And try not to.
What it do, Tech HQ?
Welcome back to the Tech HQ podcast with your host, me, Kwaku.
Kwaku.
And Brandon.
And today we have some special guests with us.
Hi, I'm Amina.
And why are you giving an introduction?
Because Amina is like.
Okay, and we have.
I'm Maddie. Is that loud enough?
Yeah.
No.
I'm Maddie.
Thanks, bitch. So tell us about yourselves. Like.
Mm-hmm. What grade you're in? What do you like to do in your free time?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Favorite color?
So you know nothing about yourself.
Okay. My fault. Let's just get straight into it.
Okay.
So, junior prom, because our topic for today is prom. Did you go? And
I did not attend. So.
Wait, did you go?
Yeah, I went.
How was your experience?
It was alright.
I went to it was cool, I guess.
I went. It was boring.
Oh, okay.
I went. I had fun.
You had fun.
What color did you guys wear? Like, what colors?
White and purple.
I wore baby blue.
Black and red.
I wore my little green and black.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought prom last year was fun.
I think like it started off like. It didn't start until the end.
Did you like your pictures?
They're all right. I mean,
I thought we all loved your pictures.
anyways.
I thought your pictures came out very nice, Brandon.
Yeah.
This is so weird. So stupid.
This is going to be the icebreaker. If you were to change anything about last year's prom, what would you change?
The group I was with.
You go.
Well, I went.
What would you change about it?
I said the group I went with.
So we have to go. You go first.
Everything turned out at the end of the night.
The way you handled the situation?
Something like that.
Anyways, I changed my color.
That's it. Changing.
We gotta wait on that.
What about you?
Yeah.
I would change like a little bit of the ox. Like there was a lot of A Boogie, you know.
In a row.
Yeah.
That was soft.
Songs in a row.
A lot of A Boogie. Do you guys know who's DJing this year or like?
It's probably not Boogie. It probably isn't. It's probably the guy they've been hiring for the pep rallies.
Ooh, that's not Mr. Flood.
No.
Oh, it's about the guy.
All right. He's kind of tough.
The two guys.
He's kind of tough.
He's not tough.
Floyd, right?
No.
Floyd is not tough.
Floyd just takes. He just takes requests.
We had what's it called for the pep rally last year? Not last year. The last
couple
the
weeks time. Ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Nah, Floyd is not tough.
He just takes requests.
Yeah, which is better than what that he was. The other one was playing instrumental.
And he was doing like rave music.
Yeah, like pep rally. Why are we playing? No. So.
And what are your thoughts on prom themes?
I feel like it doesn't matter if people don't follow it. So.
Yeah.
I feel like it does matter because like
it's just the decorations that matter.
Also, like when I'm taking my flicks like for the gram and stuff, like.
Do you take them inside though?
I mean, yeah. I would like to get inside, like, you know, I don't know. Wherever the best lighting is.
Outside. But when it's sunny out.
It depends. Like, whatever compliments my skin. But anyways, like, if there's a good theme, like, I can, like, post better pics on the gram and stuff.
That's valid.
You think, like, the theme, like, depends on, like, what color you're wearing?
Like, I feel like it doesn't affect the color you wear, really. But, like, it does.
It does?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Actually, yeah, because I feel like for prom, everybody's going to wear, like, the color that they want to wear.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
I feel like the theme is mainly about the decoration inside, how it's set up.
Yeah.
Are there any, like, bad themes?
Arabian Nights.
Yeah, like,
it's just going to lead to issues.
Do you, like, really think that that's a bad theme, though, or, like,
like, I get the idea of it, but I think it's going to lead to issues. So someone's going to pull up in a two-piece freaking set, and it's not.
So what makes a bad theme?
It leads to cultural appropriation.
Okay, so just the cultural appropriation, that's
a huge thing. That's true. Is huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Okay.
See, like, Princess and the Frog would have been real cute. They don't take my suggestion.
What if, like, you had, like, not people of color dressing up as, like, Tiana? Like,
that's fine.
They're not going to, like, do blackface.
That's, like, you could dress up as whatever you want. Just don't go too far. Like, yeah. Obviously, the hairstyles, the makeup, like, it's going to look different. So I don't even know why they would come Tiana in the first place. It's completely other.
Like, maybe, like, a black green face. Dress. But if you come in with blackface and an afro, that's an issue.
That's so you're just here to you're not here, like,
what? You. Moving on from last year, this year, to get to prom, we've had this discussion before. What are your thoughts on taking a limo to prom? In terms of transportation, like, what other types of transportation?
Camel.
And why camels?
Because if they want to pick a theme like this, then we can take a camel.
But do you feel like camels lead into, like, your worries about cultural appropriation?
I've seen Aladdin. And, you know, Prince Ali rides on a camel.
He also rides on elephants.
So you want an elephant, too?
Oh, maybe.
I feel like that would fit more people.
I'm going to stink.
Okay. Elephants, like, too big.
Crazy. Like horses. Like, if you rode on their little thing, though, that'd be tough.
What, like the carpet? Like
the little nose carpet? Thing.
The tusk. Little nose? The tusk.
The tusk, yeah.
The hump thingy?
Yeah.
That's not a tusk. A tusk is like the... Like,
what animal are we talking about right now?
On a camel, right?
Like, oh, the hump.
Yeah, the hump, right?
The hump. A tusk.
Oh, like we each got like a little hump?
Yeah, that's tough.
How many they humps do you think is
a camel?
I think there's only one or two humps.
Okay, so like, let's get multiple camels.
That was the theme.
Like, you're literally... That's going to stink.
We're going to come to find something.
You just said,
how are you going to suggest, but then complain?
Yeah, you just said, let's get more.
With the idea or not?
Like, idea.
Idea.
Sorry.
Sorry, you guys. Anyway.
So, like, if we had to vote, Brandon, what would be your vote?
Definitely not an animal.
An animal?
No, definitely not. Definitely not an animal.
Oh, yeah. You're not really an animal person, are you?
No, I hate animals. I don't... Actually, I don't hate animals, but...
I'd say like going to prom, like, go big or go home, like, come in like a sports car or something.
Yeah,
something. You know what
everybody
I mean?
Does
like
that,
camels, yeah. Like,
who comes in a sports car?
Everybody. That's like a thing for prom. Like,
there's one Tesla last year.
No,
that's just not even true.
Or comes in a sports car.
Probably Tesla, but not like rent a car to go to prom.
So who rented a car last year?
Brandon, we're not going to go through the whole senior class. Who did? Picture,
no one
but
did.
We're like, but it's like a thing for prom, and it doesn't have to necessarily be our school. Other people did it. Like, it's just,
you know, like,
what you think of when you go to prom.
Animals aren't a bad idea. It's just like, it's going to take mad long to get to prom, too.
So then get up early and prepare.
I seen a sign on the highway that says no horses.
So we can
it didn't say camel.
Bro,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so, like, your main concerns are, like, time or, like,
time, smell.
So keep that issue. How are we? Because you guys can't, to, like, 3 o'clock. Like, get nowhere on time.
I can. I'm
no, but you can.
They're not.
I get to.
I'm punctual.
That's crazy. That is actually crazy.
He got to her induction before I did.
That's insane. See? But it's like he be picking and choosing. So it's like, how are we supposed to know for prom if he's going to show up on time?
I'm always
for prom.
I was also getting showers.
Because you're just not reliable, Quigley. You're really not.
Wow.
How late were you to her house with the enchiladas?
Okay, not but prepared, that was because I was at work.
No, but not prepared. Exactly. You had to make.
Because was, she
the,
work.
Was she the last one?
He was not at no work.
Yes, I was literally at work.
All right, we don't talk to outside guests.
He definitely was not at work.
I was at work.
Guys, we're getting off topic.
I was at work and then I got off.
Back to prom.
I think a limo would be valid, you know. You can fit the whole group.
Yeah,
that's
Everyone.
Everybody can talk to each other at the same time.
But I don't want to talk to them.
You don't have to.
But prom, like, it's like your last, like, night out.
Sure. Are you be peaceful?
So that's like school event. Night out.
But I don't talk to them, so I don't.
Okay, just talk to your friends then.
But I already see you guys every day. I can't get a break. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yo, my bad.
I think that's our last day of school.
No, I don't think so.
I said it's my last day.
Because we have the AP test, but
we have the senior walk.
You don't go to school the day of the senior walk. You just come. Really? Yeah.
So May 30th is our last day.
May 30th or the 31st, but I'm not coming on the 31st.
Oh, yeah, no one's coming. Damn.
How do you think social media has affected, like, the way kids go to prom?
It glamorized it. Like, have you seen that? Remember, like, last year, like, there was, like, that TikTok. She said, like, she's gonna, like, eat up all of them.
And then,
she came to prom with her goof dress. Yeah, and it was freaking trash. Yeah. She definitely got bullied over that, too.
So, well, you think... can't say that.
Then, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
You don't pop out.
On TikTok, like, they're gonna get you.
And they did. And they did.
That was terrible.
Do you think that, like, social media, like, has prom outfits look better now, like, nowadays than, like, previously, like, before social media? Do you think people go more so, like, all out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. To impress.
You would be spending way too much money.
I actually saw something like that on TikTok, like, it was, like, black people, they spend, like, $5,000 on a dress, and, like, the white girls, they'll spend, like, $30 or whatever on their dresses.
Last year.
And it made me realize, I was like, that is so true. I'm like, bro, you literally see all these white girls, they're going to freaking...
Windsor.
That's what I'm saying, Windsor for a dress, like, Fashion Nova Shein to get a dress. And even in the comments, they were saying it, and then, like black girls, they'd be spending, like, $3,000, $5,000 on, like, a dress alone. So I'm thinking, I'm like, bro. I'm like... That it's like true, but then it's like how are we, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how we could get out of that, like, I don't know, because I really don't see anybody who's like, oh, a person of color purchasing a dress for like $2.
I feel like if they did, they would get like bullied about
about their dress or something.
I feel like the social media age also like pushed that whole like, because everyone wants to post pictures of them in their expensive suits and their expensive dresses and stuff. So, like, before social media and all that, people came, like, whatever.
Like, whatever. Maybe you can look up, like, what people used to wear to prom.
Because I feel like it might have been, like, more so casual.
Yeah, I feel like now it's more glamorized. Like,
it's like the Met Gala for, like, high school. Which, I mean, I kind of mess with that.
I look like, it, though. Yeah. It's like the one time in our school careers, actually.
It says it wasn't as formal. It just wasn't as formal.
What are you looking forward to the most this year?
Graduation.
Yeah.
After prom. Oh.
Like the after party.
Yeah, the after party.
What about the after party?
Ready. Yeah.
I just like getting ready.
Getting ready?
It's going to take a while.
The prep. Thank you, Lee.
I gotta book all those appointments.
Yes.
Right. I have a reminder in my phone.
Yes. I just love
just love getting ready.
Yeah, like it's fun.
You don't get to experience it because
guys are different. You just color your hair.
I just put it on, walk up.
That's ridiculous. That's actually.
Quaker, you?
Definitely like the later end of prom / like the after. You know.
Oh, you're about to get crazy.
Anyways.
I think the after party, if you have one, you know.
Yeah. Are you throwing the after party?
They were talking about throwing it.
Oh.
Somewhere, not even at her house.
Yeah, but it's just.
She's rich, so.
And they're saying
she's
rich. They want to do a sleepover.
That's not a bad idea.
That doesn't sound bad, bro.
And then.
Bro, like, that
go to the
fun.
Beach the next day.
Fun with
that sounds. That sounds fun.
With
who's going to the beach?
But you gotta understand the crowd, like.
Yes. Just I guess, but like, it's like one day.
No,
like,
you want to sleep over. Why you want to go? But you, do you even talk to any of them?
Sleepover at the
beach. I mean, like, it's like one day. You can just like mingle.
Quick,
Just be peaceful for one 24 hours, 48 hours.
It's not peaceful because we are peaceful. We never, like, but it's just, like, you don't want to, I'm not going to surround myself with people I don't want to be around. I'm not going to waste a whole day of my life trying to be friends with people for a day. That just makes no sense. I've been with you all my life. If I don't like you now, I'm never going to like you.
Yeah, that's, like, wait, so fake.
You can't just, like, hang with, like, your friends. Like,
you don't acknowledge the other people.
You don't acknowledge them.
So then why am I there? Because everybody else is going to be acknowledging them. And then what am I going to do? Sit there and be silent?
Or you can hang with your friends.
Or I can go to the same beach with other friends that I actually talk to. Quickly, like, I'm not, no. Absolutely not.
I guess.
No. What are you looking for?
Getting ready.
I think that's, like, a low-key hard question. I think I'm just, like, ready for, like, the vibe. The vibe. Like, last year was fun. Like, I feel like if we could have, like, that, but, like, maybe, like, on a bigger scale. I don't know what this should really change, but,
yeah. I wonder if it's going to be just us or if we're going to have another school.
If it's Long Meadow again, that would be kind of fun.
Literally there the whole time.
At the Long Meadow prom?
When I was leaving, I saw them. I was like, oh, that's it.
I think the juniors are, like, a little, like...
They're not.
They're literally like, yeah.
Oh, they're boring.
They're so boring.
It's all guys.
They're like whack.
They're so whack.
The pep rally was crazy.
It's cringy.
They're the juniors.
They're just silent.
They're
so useless.
I would say that used to be us though. Like, I feel like we used to.
We're not that. Like, they're literally silent.
Yeah.
Like, not a single person.
Five people doing something. They just don't care.
What are you guys' thoughts on the no sophomores rule, like, at all? Like, you can't.
Oh, wait, that was a thing?
Yeah, this year you can't bring any sophomores.
That's
great. I wasn't a sophomore.
So.
But, like, in general, not, like, for you.
I don't think it matters.
You know, like, not thinking money-wise, like, the more the merrier, so. But, like, thinking, like, money, thinking of, like, the crowd, and just, like, just how, like, the stress of it all, like, I understand, like, the rule. But I like more people to be at the front.
Wait, you understand the rule?
I understand it. Because, like...
Money? How does money come into this?
Because, okay, so I'm part of, like, the committee to plan it, whatever.
Oh, my God.
So
it better be good.
Okay.
Oh,
each plate for each person costs $30 to $60.
Who's actually eating them?
But what about the $70 that we're paying?
The setup, the what?
What about the $70 that they have to pay for entry?
Okay, so that comes out of it. But think about it. If your plate alone costs $60... The other 10 is only
$60.
It's $30 to $60 for a plate.
Why does it change?
Those tiny plates.
It's because, I mean, they're passing.
No,
it's like a buffet and they bring foods to you, hors d'oeuvres. But, like.
Quiku, last time that chicken, bro, I couldn't take more than one.
Like, that's just the food alone. Then there's the decorations, then there's all of that. So, all the money, like, it just keeps racking up. And then it gets confusing with all of, like the list of names, like, who's going to be there, things like that. So.
I feel like it'd be cheaper if we didn't hire a decorator and we just did it ourselves.
You know, this is no one would want to do that. Like us as seniors, you would do that.
Yeah,
everyone is so busy.
Yeah,
and I feel like it would. I feel like we have a vision, and then the planners have a vision. Like, I feel like it would be better if we did it.
And they're older, so they have, like, a different mindset about how they want it to look.
I guess. And they don't get lighting and stuff. Like, they don't get the. I need the pictures they eat.
Printing was kind of expensive too. So everything was just money.
But like,
if there's
more people going,
then you get more money.
It's like you get more, but you also, like, have to pay more, you know? And also, it's just like, they're gonna get the prom anyways, so.
But like, what if, like.
Yeah, I get that part.
Like, an 11th grader couldn't bring, like, their 10th grade, like...
But somehow that's just, like, a play date. Because why are we having
a play little kids are
senior
prom.
Like, what is this?
That's true.
How would you feel if they made it just seniors?
No. I would love that.
But I feel like there's not enough of us.
Yeah, our class is too small.
And honestly, I feel like a lot of people aren't involved. Like, a lot of them are not.
Like, half our class isn't going to prom already. So. And then, like, half of them are just... You don't want to go to prom.
Well, we have people from coming.
Oh.
I don't know about her, so I don't even mention it.
I just start blushing.
I don't want her to go.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not very nice.
Brandon, so who are you saying has the first?
Oh!
I was getting cut out.
Yeah, this is content, bro. I'm not gonna.
I'm about to say, I don't know. I'm keeping it to myself.
You keep it to yourself.
Okay, back on topic. What are your thoughts on going to prom with no date? Like, you think there's a social stigma to that, or like?
Well, I'm going to prom with no date, so
he might be going with a date, but. Anyways.
Oh. Anyways, guys.
Anyways. Can we get an initial?
No, I'm not getting. I don't.
Quick, so spill the.
I don't have a date.
And if it's.
If yeah. it's who?
You will be done with it.
Name dropping. Name dropping.
Let's get back on track. Anyways. No. I don't have a date, guys. So I don't think there's any issue with it. I'm promised you just have fun. Like, it's not like you don't need to bring a date, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
I think it depends. Like, if you're going with your friends, then it's fine. But then if you're, like, really, like, alone, like, that's
the first thing. I feel like if you're, like, alone, you wouldn't go.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I would go if I'm alone.
Yeah, like, I think it depends on your mental state.
Yeah.
I think if you even have your date, though, you're still going to be around your group of friends, so it's fine.
That's what I feel like you're never going alone. You're just not showing up with a date or matching with someone.
Yeah.
Do you think it's, like, awkward, like, when you're the date to, like, someone else's prom? Like, let's say, like, your partner, like, wants to bring you to their prom and you're, like, the date.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd be scared.
Yeah. If I don't know the people, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Survive.
They're hanging with their friends and you're just, like, they're awkward.
How are they gonna dress compared to you?
Yeah, like,
if they're, like...
Because what if you eat someone up at their prom?
Yeah, like, if you're not eating enough, that's embarrassing.
It's hard to really
find
out, like, balance.
There's no balance.
You don't know.
Oh, that might cut out. I didn't even notice the light go off. I don't think it stopped that
long ago. What are you talking about?
No date. Okay, so fine. Or going to someone else's.
Going to somebody else's. Mm-hmm. Would you do that?
No. Well, I guess it depends. Like, if I know the school, then maybe. If I don't know the school, then no.
Wait, so, like, here's my question, though. Like, okay, so, like, let's say, like, you don't want to go to your partner's prom, right? Like, would you be okay with them bringing someone else?
Am I dating them?
Yeah, you're, like, locked in.
Oh, no? Are you crazy?
Well, why would you not go?
Like you said, it's, like, awkward, right?
Wait, that doesn't invite them to have someone else.
So, like, let's say... Okay, so... Wait, so you say, like,
the last pocket.
So you would go, like, no, if they're your partner, like, you would go anyways?
If I'm dating you, I'm going to your prom. Oh, okay. If I'm asked.
The last topic.
If you're asked. Yeah, I'm not going to just assume that, like, you know. Okay, so I understand that.
But. So, like, how if you're talking to someone?
That's different. If I'm talking, I don't have any commitment to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a no.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Hey, what are you... No, I'm asking. I'm actually asking.
Hey, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
What was the question? Like, if
your partner, right, like, she wants you to go to her prom, and you're saying, like, nah, I don't really want to, like, would you be okay with her experience?
I would be mad.
No, that's crazy. Because like, she's going to be mad at you, and, like, yeah, she's going to, like, treat.
She's like, apparently, it's, like, cool. Because, like...
Quigu, are you serious?
I'm not gonna say, like...
He's not cool, bro.
I was gonna be mad. I'm not cool. I'd be butthurt.
I get the principle, like, I can't be mad, but, like, I'd still be...
Like, if it's, like, a friend, like, okay, like... But, like, I'm not gonna tell you you can't go to prom.
How close of a friend? You can go to prom, just don't go with somebody else.
Are you serious?
But, like...
Come down, don't get your hair done. You can go, just don't...
If you care that much, why not just go with them?
I get that, but then why are you trying to get with someone else? Why are you trying to go with someone else?
That's true.
But they just want to take their little pictures.
If it's like take one of pictures, but you don't have to go together.
But like...
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's definitely a no. I don't know.
What? In terms of like all of our high school events, like as seniors, like where do you think prom ranks in that?
Number two.
What's number one?
Graduation.
Oh, that was good. Like, that was good. I forgot about that. Yeah, I agree.
Are you gonna cry at graduation?
Are we gonna cry?
Yeah, I will.
Well, I guess it depends where I'm going to school.
Oh.
What does that mean?
The further I go, the more I'm gonna cry. But if I'm not far, then I'm not gonna cry.
Cry, really?
I mean, I cry for the next 5 years.
I think I would definitely like tear up like a little bit. I'm not really a crier though.
Yeah. If I cry, she cries. And if she cries, I'll probably cry.
And then I'll start crying.
I know. Oh. I know.
Need the speaker.
So, Brandon, did you answer in terms of like significance of prom?
I think I agree. Graduation's first and prom second.
What makes prom like so much more important than like everything else?
What else is there?
It's like, yeah, there's like nothing. That, yeah, there's like, no like other dancing.
Like in terms of like not like just our high school group, like ours is like pretty like boring. Yeah.
If we did senior assassin, that would be cool.
We should do that.
Sorry, I'm like awkward in the mic.
But it's kind of it's not late, but it's like it's not enough there. People would participate. I feel like.
Yeah. Well, some people Minitalk makes people pay.
What do you have to do again?
You get assigned a partner, or you pick a partner, and then you get assigned someone to like target. And then, no, you don't kill them.
You don't kill them. It's the school.
Man. You take a water gun and you have to.
Oh,
but you there's coach, like, do something yeah. Like that? Well, we've been talking about it, but.
Not enough people are gonna do it. Because you have to like go to people's houses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. There's like.
The seniors 2 years in one
like jokes.
I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah.
It's too late.
And then you have like a safe item. A safe item to keep you safe.
Oh, like if you're holding it, like you're safe?
Yeah. Like a floaty.
I'm gonna write all that down so that you don't mess
with me. Go on TikTok.
Like
or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we don't really have any other events. Like, there's graduation, prom, the barbecue, senior walk, senior nights.
Senior nights are nice, but, like, does that count?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a senior event.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, are you guys looking forward to the banquet? Like,
no, this is
test. Oh, but that's soon, right?
We get to see Ed T.
Aren't you going to the banquet?
Yeah. Because it's outside, so she can go. So
I like food. It's outside.
You like food?
It's by the Elks.
That's what you're saying. It is at the Elks, but it's outside.
Quick, what's up, big gonna be?
I'm gonna come down with a Gucci fan. I'm good. But
anyways.
Oh my gosh, anyways. Why are we talking to outside guests?
Oh, damn, we're talking about the scenic gallery, bro. Alright.
Why is he trying to brag?
I heard like a older class, like they're planning on going on like some boat.
Oh, last year.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was for their banquet.
Was I don't know.
They were supposed to go on a boat.
Yeah.
But I won't say names. They didn't go to their meeting with Dwyer, and that's all they had to do. Literally, if they wanted to do the boat, they just had to go to a meeting with Dwyer, and they just did not show up.
Were they not at school or something?
No, they were. They just did not show up.
Are they nervous?
It's like, maybe they were nervous. But yeah, they didn't show up, so that never happened. But they were supposed to go on a boat in like the middle of the water, and like. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
show up to your meeting. Yeah.
I mean, what's the fit for the banquet?
What's the fit? I'm not excited for it. So.
I'm not excited for
why?
It.
Why?
Just eating and like.
Okay.
It's 6 to 10. That's so long, guys.
10?
Like, I would not be.
It's on a Thursday, right?
And she has work.
What?
The banquet. Oh, I can't talk to you.
Yeah.
Call out to come in
for
the
banquet. She's gonna be
a little bit
late.
Kidding me?
Okay, what time
it's
you get
literally,
out of work?
I'm gonna be there at 7 because I get out at 7.
That's not bad.
I mean, I'm gonna try.
Whoa.
I get out at 7.
Wait, why
are
you
looking?
Shit. It's not taking 2 hours.
She doesn't get out at 6. And why is she into
I get out at 7.
She's
I said I'm gonna be there at like
8:30,
9, 10 o'clock. Okay, so
I mean,
I'll be there at 9:30.
No, she's not.
Yeah,
no, yeah, at
can
least.
Say hi to the camera so they see what you look like.
They're gonna throw up.
Trish. Put Trish in front of her face.
Are we allowed to say words like that?
Oh.
Next question.
Oh, yeah.
All right, wait.
I wasn't sorry.
I
just got away from it.
She brought it over then.
Where were we? We're talking about.
Banquet.
What's your
what do we think?
Probably
something calm.
Cold.
But like,
the essentials in the vest?
Cause
I'm
vest, bro. Okay.
Why do you like bury your jokes?
Yeah, vest, bro.
I hate all of you.
What do you think the like the vibe is though? Like, you think the vest is like too casual? Or, like
way too casual.
I don't know that.
Guys, today's the first day of spring.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's too cold.
my birthday season.
Me too.
Yeah, no, I was walking in. My face was freezing.
So cold.
Brandon, you haven't spoke a lot.
Oh, sorry.
I hope you haven't spoke more than usual. I like to say that Anita is not visible at all.
Why did nobody say that?
But you see,
yeah, you guys
don't have a problem with that because you told me that we were going to be on camera.
I guess.
So she's sitting all the way back here.
What was your fondest memory of prom last year?
Fondest memory? There's a little situation that happened. And
he elaborated.
Was it, you know, two-sided?
Yeah, can you tell us
what you're talking about?
I think it was a little one-sided, but
oh really?
Yeah, what was one-sided? Like what happened?
Basically, so we're outside, you know, I was taking pictures with my guys and then with my guys, and then so there's like two sides to the pictures, I guess, and I go to the other side, and you know, one thing leads to another. And,
that sounds crazy.
And then this camera guy was following me and this girl, and we were holding hands and stuff. And then later that night, there's a situation where...
with another one?
No, the same person. Yeah.
Oh, wait, later that night?
Yeah, she was like leaving and... yeah, it was a little awkward encounter, and you know, Maddie was behind me, so like, I turned to her. Yeah.
He asked for help.
Yeah, that's probably the most. Yeah.
Do you feel like awkward in that situation? Like,
yeah,
for sure. Awkward.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say. You just said you're leaving, but like.
I'm like, I can't elaborate on that.
Let's say you had a date this year. She tried to like be up on you again. Would you yell at her?
Yell at her.
I want to yell at her.
Not yell at her, but like, you might tell her back.
This year, if you did it, it would be a little crazy. Cause
it'd be a little crazy.
Cause yeah.
So like, what would you do?
She'd be like. I don't know what I would do.
Yell at her.
I wouldn't yell at her. I don't yell at a woman, but.
You know, that's how I sit here.
I'm throwing up.
I'll just be like, yo, bro, relax.
Yo, bro.
Okay. Oh, my
God. You turned Russian for a second. Like, okay.
What?
I mean, yeah. All right. Sounds similar.
So we're gonna start wrapping up like a little bit. So I'm gonna ask you guys like a little silly question.
Wait, before is there any dates within this group? Within the group? Within this group right here. Is there any like anyone going with each other or you know?
I don't think so. Oh
what?
Oh. Are we allowed to speak about you?
I don't think so.
Let me press.
Did you hear what she said?
But anyways,
I think we should answer the question. I don't know.
If you choose an fictional character as your prom date, who would it be? And why?
Fictional character.
Like you could take anyone from like movies, TV.
They can be like a real person.
Snitch.
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 Snitch. Snitch.
Snitch.
Yeah. He's mad cute. I could just.
Oh, all right.
What? Tiana.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean, you can get your real life
moment. Oh. Don't that
who? Oh.
Oh. Don't be mean. That's my friend. Don't
we
play.
Cut
this out, please.
We're not like.
But
it's crazy. Okay, like okay.
I really forgot about that.
Okay, question.
That would be cute.
Cause like she's friends with us, right? So it'd be like it'll be cool
with
and everything.
Us.
Like you don't hate her, right?
With me.
You don't hate her.
Okay, we're all like. Anyway, yeah. Like last resort, you want to take her? It's like if she asks you.
Last resort. That sounds terrible.
No, if she asks you.
It's not urgent to get a date. Like I don't.
If she asks you today in front of the whole school, what are you gonna say?
In front of the whole school, like, I always want to say yes. But like, I'm not.
Are you gonna say no later on, or would you?
See, that's what I said. I would have done.
Yeah.
To who, Brandon?
No, just like in general.
But Brandon.
Like okay, shut up. I hate you.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Like, ask right now.
What's like your ideal prom proposal? Like, if that was proposing to you, like, what's your ideal? Like, do they not go all out? Like, would you want it in school?
I don't want it in school.
We
just watch this guy.
You're not in gallery.
I think someone should be taking notes right now. But anyways. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. 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 Okay.
Prom. Which fictional character
is this? Which fish?
Oh, you little cheat.
It's literally. Oh, stop. It's
Quinkle.
Okay.
It's Quinkle. And I saw. Let me see. What the hell did she text you?
She said, "Coca-Cola."
Bookie? Oh. He literally said, "Where you at, Bookie?" Quinkle. Is there something you're not telling me?
Yo, cut the
I think we're done.
Nice, super good. Yeah.
Okay. Which fake? Oh, you said Keith Ballard?
I said Keith Ballard.
I don't know.
You love Keith Ballard.
He said Tiana. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
I was saying Ice Spice. She's not fictional.
My heart is deep.
You said Ice Spice.
Like, you were going to say Ice Spice regardless of what I said. Like, go. That's ridiculous.
I'm
trying to
get,
why not Nikki, bro?
Oh, she's a little older now.
She tried to like.
She's been older than you.
But like, she's like a mother now. Like, why don't she take somebody's mom to prom?
Her husband can't even come near us.
Well, he wasn't invited. But.
You sound a little salty for your husband.
I think that's gonna be the episode for today, huh? Any closing remarks?
I think we should answer the question from before.
Oh, yeah. You need to like expand on that.
Expand on what?
The proposal one.
I don't know.
There's nothing to expand on.
Okay, that's a good question to end on, actually.
Yes.
Like, how would you propose to somebody?
How would I propose to someone?
Like, yeah, how would you propose
to someone? Okay, so I'll answer that.
You have to answer.
No. Okay, so. I don't know. I like get nervous, so I'd like to go out.
Oh my god.
You said you don't get nervous?
I don't get nervous.
Oh my
so
god.
So I'll go out, but it depends on her. Like, if she wants it in school, like, but if it's out of school.
How would you know? How would you get that? Would it be like a surprise, or would it be like?
I mean, we'd have to talk about it.
What?
Like, talk about like prom, not talk about prom proposal, talk about prom and like what will she prefer? Like,
no, you gotta talk to her friends.
Maybe even that too. But like, you know, I don't mind doing it in school or out of school. I'd probably get roses or anything, something like a poster.
I don't care. How big's that bouquet?
It depends how my pockets are feeling. You know?
Oh, flowers are really expensive. Flowers are really. I was looking yesterday. Yeah. Oh my.
Oh.
Oh what? Should I help somebody else?
Brandon.
Oh no, you're next.
Yeah, you're next.
They low key pressed you, Quigley. But can we not make this like?
Okay.
I'm not doing this, Will, because I'm just not. It's not me. What?
Your
I don't have any hosts. Anyways, I'll like I'll do like go to her house or something. Yeah, you know, have a poster, some roses. Yeah.
Are you gonna be her parents?
Maybe.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Man.
Nah, you gotta get a gift for her parents though. Like, you're going to her house.
A gift yes. for her parents. No, a gift for the mom.
That's insane.
Brandon, that sounds great.
Wait, cut that. Please cut that, Kareem. No, please cut that.
No, clip this, bro.
Podcast men.
We're posting this on TikTok.
Oh yeah, we're on it.
Why we got so many comments from the pink?
It's guy. Okay. Go ahead.
You guys can feel free.
I love that movie.
I do like that movie. You know, I would go like you guys are
like, why is she pressing?
Thanks for
your delivery. I'm mad nervous too. I'm not gonna lie.
I would definitely like you guys said, like listen more so to like what she wants.
Oh, so do you know what she wants? Whatever she wants. Anyways,
whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm. I do like that song.
Go ahead, keep going.
I would definitely
I would definitely yeah.
What I just said, like do
could
like
more so
like, what she like go more so off of like what she would
want. Do you know what she wants?
You're not gonna say nothing for
you.
You're just sitting here.
Okay, so like buying gifts, like what would you buy for?
Well, that's like a spoiler, no?
So are you saying like are you saying that person's in the group?
But
okay, they're out of it. Let's keep talking.
No, that's
you stop. Do you him. Oh my gosh, just keep going.
No. Definitely something fun. I think that's
definitely like something. Yeah.
No, that's nice.
What's nice? You need to hear that. Like, in a single thing.
That's the end of the podcast, I think.
How do we wrap it up?
We can just wrap up. Like,
y'all don't have an outro?
We actually need one.
You have an intro and no outro? Well.
We just be saying, like, okay, on the count of three, everybody has to say, though, like, including you. Okay. Like,
what are we saying?
Tech HQ.
May I whisper a little bit?
Out. See you next time. Oh, leave in the comments what color you would wear to prom.
Who's commenting?
Oh, we didn't even ask that question.
Oh.
Oh, whatever.
Well, that's kind of a spoiler. Because girls be like, man, secretive with that.
That's true.
I'm not.
Nobody here is secretive.
But like, in case like anybody else like.
No, that's true, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's gonna be all for today. Tune back in next time. On the count of three.
Thank you.
please cut that.